Bobrovsky, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Friends, welcome. Welcome to the program. Before we get started, let me give you some exciting news. Many of you have reached out to me and probably even the station, I would guess, because have reached out and said, we need more Sam Nation. We need more Sam. All right. The call has been answered. Starting on Monday. This is exciting. Starting on Monday, we're going to be on for 2 hours. So from 7 to 9, it's Sam Nation time. So that's double the fun, double the pleasure. And so we will spend 2 hours here melting snowflakes, pursuing crazy illogic, and making sense and order of this troubled world. I'm excited. I really am. So happy Friday. Hope everybody's doing fantastic. I know I am. 1-800-222-5222 if you'd like to be on the program. sam@samnation.com is my email. I do check that periodically through the show. And so please do email me with any thoughts or concerns. Now, I also want to welcome to the studio tonight a special guest, a visitor. He's in the other room, assisting producer Robbie at the helm of the mothership. And that would be my son, Daniel. So, Daniel, welcome to the studio. We're glad to have you. And if I say anything you don't like, just tell me. Okay, wave your hands or make a sign. I don't know. Yep, there you go. That works. Just when you're making that sign, don't hit Robbie. Okay, you know, yeah, Robbie almost ended up with an eye patch with that move. All right, bump stocks. Bump stocks. Did you even know what a bump stock was before this week? Well, some people did. But bump stocks are now all the rage. Everybody has an opinion about bump stocks. And the curious thing about it is I don't think anyone has any idea what they are. I mean, in principle, with everybody's understanding now from the bits and pieces that they've gleaned in the media, that a bump stock is something that turns a regular rifle into a machine gun. I mean, that's at least the way it's being described. And this is so important because if you're going to have a logical debate about gun control, my thing is you probably first ought to understand guns. If you want to regulate something, would you ever have a medicine regulated by non-doctors? Well, yeah, of course. If you're a Democratic Party, that's par for the course. It's called Obamacare. Brilliant piece of garbage legislation that was. So at any rate, the Dems, yeah, they're all in for this. And whenever I see mass hysteria driven by emotion, I'm always skeptical. And here I'm doubly skeptical because, friends, we're not going to put the genie back in the bottle. And I'm going to explain exactly what I mean. Everything right now in the media, all these discussions about bump stocks and about machine guns and about assault weapons and semi-automatic rifles, those dangerous flesh chopping semi-automatic rifles. You know, if people tell you, it sounds kind of scary, right? A semi-automatic weapon. That's every gun that's not a revolver. Every gun that has a magazine, that has, has bullets that load semi-automatically. You press the trigger, pop, and the next bullet loads. This is nothing new. And every rifle, unless, it's a musket or a bolt action, right? Shotguns. You have semi-automatic shotguns. Absolutely. So this is just the hysteria, the absolute emotional non-logical approach to this is so classic for our friends on the left and also for politicians who are now all clamoring for moral high ground. And the moral high ground is supposed to be, we cannot allow what happened on Sunday night to ever happen again. Well, I'm going to say it. You ready? It can happen again. And I will tell you, there's probably nothing that Washington can do to prevent it from happening again. And here's why. Technology has evolved. A gun, a weapon, by the way, a semi-automatic, I don't know enough about the history of it, but it's been around long enough. But I'm not talking about gun technology evolving. I'm talking about our ability to produce this type of equipment at home. I mean, there's people that are selling for about $1,500. You can buy a CNC machine, a machine that's like, it's not even a 3D printer. It's basically a little mill that will, you can produce the frame of a handgun, as many of them as you can, provided you've got a block of steel to do it with. You can produce this stuff at home. You literally can. And as far as this bump stock is, let me explain this to you. Because now you'll be the smartest person in the room, because everybody's going to be talking about this for weeks on end, and you'll know what it is. Are you ready? It's basically this thing that you put on your gun, that you put on a rifle, and it pushes your trigger. It presses the trigger in such a position that every time the gun fires and recoils, it actuates the trigger again and again. So instead of you pushing the trigger really fast, going, nobody can. I mean, if you take your index finger, how fast can you do this? Daniel, you're trying. Show me. Yep, not very fast. But the idea is that the gun recoiling will push your finger into the trigger faster than you can push the trigger with your own strength. Well, there it is. That's how simple it is. And I've looked at the part. I don't have one. I've never used one. I'm looking at the part. Incidentally, they're illegal in California. But I'm looking at the part. It's made of freaking plastic. It's a plastic part. You can make, 3D printing. You can make this at home. They sell for $100. It probably costs them, $3 to produce this. The people that make these are laughing all the way to the bank. And by the way, they are flying off the shelves right now because, everybody thinks that they're going to be outlawed tomorrow. So that part of it, too, I think is really funny because, all right, so they're flying off the shelves. How many thousands of them are already out there? So you're going to outlaw them tomorrow or next week or the week after. And again, I ask you, practically speaking, how are you going to put the genie back in the bottle? See, we have to separate the emotion, the enormous pain, the suffering of what happened in the event from the logic of how to fix the problem. And like I mentioned on Tuesday night, it's one of the most difficult and frustrating challenges for us as human beings to cope with is a feeling of powerlessness, of our inability to fix a problem. And politicians, of course, they are elected to go to Washington to fix problems. So whenever something bad happens, they want to go fix it. And usually, no joke, when politicians engage in that type of behavior, they end up making the problem worse. And that's, I fear, what's going to happen here. So they're now big talk right now. Both sides of the aisle. Republicans, there's a Republican bill that's been floated to outlaw, on a federal level, outlaw bump stocks. Now, by the way, bump stock, there's a noun. It's called a bump fire. Bump fire, that's what a bump stock will do. It will let you bump fire. And literally, that's what I was explaining, how the bump of the gun, right, the recoil of the gun presses your finger that you're using on, that you have up against the trigger, presses it into it. And I watched a video of a guy. Again, I've never done any of this. I do own guns. I shoot guns. I'm a member of the NRA. There you go. I can tell you that. But I'm looking at the guy online. Have you seen these videos of the belt loop trick? Have you seen this? So you're going to outlaw this device that's $100 that's made of plastic that anybody with a 3D printer can print. But what are you going to do next? Are you going to outlaw belt loops? Because I was looking at a video of a guy who's taking a regular rifle that is, I'm telling you, it's protected by the Second Amendment. There's nothing you're going to do about that. Your regular rifle. And what he does is he just loops his finger through the belt loop and then presses the stock of the gun toward himself. And there you go. Bop, 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 bop. I had no idea you could do that. But it's there. It exists. And you're never going to... That's it. So you're going to say, all right, we're going to get rid of all the rifles. All right. Explain to me how that's going to work. Because people point to Australia. There's a gun buyback program in Australia. And the similar measures have happened in Great Britain. But the fact of the matter is there are so many guns here in the U.S. You're never going to collect them all. It's like trying to do a gun buyback program in Pakistan. Incidentally, by the way, Pakistan, I don't know how many, I don't know. They don't keep very good statistics on mass shootings being, you know, having had a war going on for 10 years. But everyone in Pakistan has a machine gun. I mean, Robbie, am I wrong? I mean, every other person, every household, depends on the region. You're not gonna, I mean, you imagine doing a gun collection effort there. And here, it's never gonna happen. And so what I want us to understand is that this approach, that this call to do something. And I see even very reasonable people on the news, very reasonable people calling, if Trump does not immediately stand for ban on bump stocks, I mean, stand down for somebody who will. And I'm listening to this. I'm saying, this is the same thing as I don't know, Michelle Obama, you know, tweeting out, we're with you girls, you know, when Boko Haram, bring back our girls, hashtag. It's nothing. It's pure symbolism. So if you're into changing your profile filter every time there's a tragedy and you think you're helping, great. Everything that's in the news is in for you. And by the way, Trump's on board with this. And this is a terrific this is him being a politician. I'm sad to say, it's actually disappointing because here's an opportunity to call it what it is. Oh, I mean, yeah, the stuff that people are. Well, I mean, I don't want to. I'll get to that. We're going to get to some clips here in the next segment. But there's some terrifically stupid things being said out there. But the tragedy. What happened here? The first thing I want to understand is why did he do it? We've got to get an answer on that. And details are pretty, you know, pretty sketchy. All I know is if you gave me an automatic weapon, if you gave me a Tommy gun or a bump stock or whatever, and said, here's Sam, here's a bump stock, here's a machine gun, or here's, you know, here's a bazooka. I'm never going to fire on people indiscriminately. This is the idea of, I would never do that. And I'm curious that we live in a world where we want to make meaningless, silly rules that it will end up doing absolutely nothing to fix the problem. We're okay with that. But we're not okay, and we're somehow incapable of looking inward at ourselves as a society and saying, what kind of a place do we live with where we've got this person who's able to do this type of thing? Who are we? And I seriously have to ask, there was some notice of this, that he was perhaps on some antidepressants, that he had been prescribed some medication. And these antidepressants, it's frightening stuff. I have some thoughts on this, and I'm all right. Well, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. I think that this plays a role, and we'll see as we get more information on this. But bump stocks. That's it. Ban those. Problem solved. Everything's good. Total nonsense. All right, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation live on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Right before the break, we were Daniel, are you sleeping? I bring my son to the studio. It's Friday night. He's asleep. Bill, will you just push him a little bit? Yeah, well, I realize the commercial break can put people asleep, but Daniel, wake up. All right, this is what happens when you bring your kids to work. Right before the break, I'm talking about these bump stocks that are now the big bugaboo, the big bad bugaboo of the anti-gun crazies. They want to get rid of these bump stocks, and I'm explaining these. In the very best case scenario, if you outlaw them tomorrow, confiscate every single one of them that was ever produced. By the way, not happening. Okay, practically it won't happen. But let's just say you could do that. I'm explaining you can build one. It's not a complicated gadget. It's a piece of plastic. You can mill it out of a chunk of plastic. Easy. And these 3D printers right now, everybody's been talking about. A couple grand and you got yourself a pretty decent 3D printer that can mill this thing. You just pop in a disc. You can download a file from the internet and bam, you've got one of these. So, nonsense. Just total crap. Okay. I'm interested in the guy that's pulling the trigger. You know, I am, and I'll tell you this. I don't know do you know anyone who's taken antidepressants? It's funny. There's some correlation between the rise in the use of antidepressants and the rise in these mass killing events. And there's the graphs are persuasive, but I always like to just rely on my own gut, on my own personal feelings, not feelings, logic and observation. I'm very fortunate that I don't really get depressed. I don't struggle with that. And I understand there are people that do and that it's a serious problem. That said, we are prescribing these drugs in record numbers. I mean, just in if you just look at the period, we've gone up 4% in the last 8 years in the number of people that are on these drugs. 4%. That's not an insignificant number in a period that's actually less than 10 years. So we're handing, and my opinion is, a lot of doctors, and maybe it's because I live in Orange County and that we're, you know, it's the Happy Valley out here, and we're, you know, you go in and you're a little sad. your dog stubbed a toe and you're depressed and you go to your shrink and next thing you know, you're on happy pills. So my happy pills, by the way, I it's Friday. Can I say this? It's Cabernet Sauvignon. There we go. Those are my happy pills. No prescription required. but I think that I'm just going by my experience. I live in this world and I know I had a friend who was a little down in the dumps. Shrink puts her on the stuff. And all of a sudden, she just went dark. And I've been talking to a few people about this and preparing my thoughts for today. And it's true. I've asked people who've gone on these drugs, and they just feel numb. In fact, I heard a story that had somebody had heard this on another radio show. Somebody was explaining how they had been prescribed some Prozac, I believe, and they were on this, and suddenly their best friend died. It's a totally unrelated event. And this person was describing how all of a sudden they didn't feel anything. They didn't feel anything for the loss of their closest friend. And immediately got off the drugs. Like, this is not okay. I should be feeling grief. And I wonder to what extent it warps people. Because you have to be an absolutely cold-hearted, inhuman person to fire indiscriminately at people you don't know, killing them in the tens and wounding them in the hundreds. And I'm not willing to just say, oh yeah, you know, it's maybe just a screw loose. Something maybe more than that. It's a conversation worth having. But no, bump stocks, that's the answer. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KBC. John Wolf up next with the news.
Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC, coming to you from the Sweet James Studios, deep behind the orange curtain. And yes, we will, if you missed the announcement earlier in the hour, are you excited about this? We are going to be moving to 2 hours every night. So from 7 to 9 here on Talk Radio KABC. This is really exciting. So we will get more time together, and that starts on Monday. So tune in. Oh, I have neglected this story all week, but I want to share it with you because, well, it actually kind of fits in with all of this. The most perplexing thing about the whole story of this guy, this Paddock guy, who shot, who did what he did in Las Vegas, is that nobody saw anything, or at least nobody reported anything. And this is fascinating to me because I guess I have a question. What would you do if a really nice but somewhat awkward and reclusive neighbor of yours, if you found out they began stockpiling weapons? Now, I don't know how you would find that out necessarily. I mean, this guy was very secretive and didn't live a very social life and kept to himself. But how would you know? And it's funny because we had this great story come out of Switzerland. The Swiss, I know something about the Swiss. I've got Swiss cousins, and I've spent quite a bit of time there in the northern part of the country in a place called Basel, which is the German part of Switzerland. And this is relevant because this story here, this happened in Zurich. And in Zurich, there's a guy who was flying his Jack Daniels flag. Now, you're familiar with the whiskey, right? Jack Daniels. And if you know what the label looks like, that's what the flag looks like. It's black. It's got white writing on it. And it says Jack Daniels with the brand logo, old number 7, underneath it. Well, he got turned in by his neighbors, who reported that someone in the hood was flying an ISIS flag. Now, we need to put this up side by side, I think. Where do you think we should put it up? Should I tweet it out, or should we put it up on Facebook? We'll put it up on Facebook and tweet it out. So you'll see side by side what this looks like. You have to be pretty phenomenally nearsighted to not be able to tell these two apart. But this is the Swiss. Man, the Swiss, especially the North, the German Swiss, they'll turn you in for jaywalking. I mean, they're such a pedantic bunch. They love to just tattle on everybody and tell you what not to do. My mom, I was younger, this was in the 80s, but my mom starts crossing a street, literally jaywalking. There's was in the crosswalk. My mom starts crossing the street, and somebody grabbed her and was like, "Nish, nish, can't do that." But this isn't, by the way, this is, we are not like this in America. Culturally, we're different. My observation, at least, is that Americans are very like, well, you know, if the idiot wants to cross the street and get hit by a car, that's on him. You know, we're very laissez-faire. Culturally, we really are. And that's why I think as a society, we are less likely to turn in our weird duck neighbor. This reminds me of a story when I was in college. There, I had a classmate who said weird stuff, really threatening stuff. Talked a lot about guns. Talked about getting away with the perfect crime and the perfect murder. And it scared us all half to death. And we actually went and we're like, hey, you know, this kid might need some help. And the school sort of didn't. They didn't really do anything about it. I mean, it was a different time, too. You know, we maybe in today's world, we, you know, something would happen. But I think in general, as Americans, we don't turn people in. It's an interesting thing to think about. All right. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, reporting for duty. Sweet James Bergner, the attorney that we trust here on the program. Let me tell you why he is the person you need to call if you've been injured, if you've been hurt, if you've been harmed. Number one thing that you want in a lawyer, you want a lawyer that's smart. And the number two thing that you want in a lawyer, you want a lawyer that will listen. It's no good if your lawyer is smart and talks over you. So you want to call Sweet James because he will listen to you. He will find out what's wrong. He'll find out what you need, and then he will figure out a way to help you. Remember this. Don't go at it alone. The insurance company, the defendant over there that did something bad to you, they don't know who you are, but they know who Sweet James is, and they know his firm, and they know that they will get you the results that you need. So that's it. It's easy as that. Don't be a victim twice and try to do it on your own and get stuck somewhere. So 1-800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021, or visit James's website, sweetjames.com. All right, Sam Nation back, forging ahead through the muddle of today's news and circumstances. Hillary Clinton is making the rounds, but This woman, I can't even, speaking of bump stocks, honestly, bump stock's more useful than Hillary Clinton right now. She's doing the rounds and trying, and she's using, by the way, she is using this incident, she's using this tragedy in Las Vegas to self-promote and do all the late night shows in which she's talking about gun control. And then she's like, oh, by the way, buy my book because it's out right now. It's disgusting. So here is her blabbing on Wednesday night to Jimmy Fallon about the NRA.
I can't believe that one whole political party in the greatest country on earth is totally sold to the gun lobby and will do whatever they are ordered to do.
This is like she sounds like one of those early, the early GPS, the early talking GPS units. In 300 feet, please turn right on Alton Parkway. Remember? I mean, it's not even human. I think somebody pulled a little string in the back of Hillary and then let it go. And she's talking. This is it. This is a talking point that the Democratic Party has right now, that the NRA has bought and sold the Republican Party. And the problem with this talking point, this is nonsense. The NRA has bought and sold the Democratic Party, too, for one. For two, let me tell you something else. The Republicans are listening to this nonsense. They're listening to it. And the Republicans are all freaking out, saying, no, we're doing something. And that's why they're engaging in meaningless legislation on bump stocks. It's starting to even sound silly. Well, anyway, remember when I told you that you can buy $1,500 machine, a CNC machine, and literally, with very little skill, build a handgun that has no serial number, nothing, no background checks, a whole gun you can buy, you can build with very little money. So here is some genius who used to actually work with Hillary Clinton. His name is Isaac Wright, former executive, Correct the Record, which is one of Hillary's big super PACs. And he's explaining how difficult it is to make a bump stock. Listen to this.
Anybody who has these kinds of weapons and wants to build their own at-home bump stock can pretty much do it themselves. How do you legislate against that?
So it's actually not that easy to build a stock alteration like that. This is what's required of a kit and something to be manufactured. This is something we can regulate. We just have to update the laws to match the technology. This should not be a hard challenge.
Jeez. These are the people that lost the drug war. I mean, we just changed the laws. We outlaw the drug. I mean, no, it's not. It doesn't work this way. This is a piece of plastic. You can make this in your garage. All right, don't go anywhere. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Happy Friday night. Getting ready for the weekend, I know. And I'm sorry that I have to talk about this gun control madness. I usually like Friday's show to be a little bit lighter and perhaps embrace a bit of joie de vivre. But tonight, I'm blown away by stupid things liberals are saying. And I'm even throwing in these nonsense Republicans that are just exploiting this situation to get, well, the left is exploiting the situation to get an upper hand and finally pass some additional gun control measures. But my broad point here is that even if they get everything that they want, even if they can ban everything that they want, nothing will change. A person who is hell-bent on harming, on killing, is not going to be stopped by some meaningless rule. And by the way, if you're encouraged, if you are a gun control activist and you want to make a difference and you want to get rid of guns and right now you think we need a strike when the iron is hot, so to speak, I want you to listen to the type of idiots that are driving this policy forward. Listen here to Chris Matthews talking with Jennifer Rubin, who's from the Washington Post, and they're both big gun, control advocates. And they're talking about semi-automatic weapons. Remember what I said earlier in the program. Listen to this.
Legally, you can't buy a Tommy gun. You can't buy a machine gun. And that was outlawed back in the days of Machine Gun Kelly in the 30s, whatever, Al Capone. Right. So there was a common sense. Just move that line over to semi-automatics.
Correct. And that's something that the NRA will not have. And it's gotten worse, actually, since...
Do you need a semi-automatic to hunt? What kind of hunting are you doing?
That's kind of a pulverized animal.
I'd bet on the rifle.
You need a semi-automatic to hunt? These people are nuts. This is absolutely... That's some kind of... She goes, ha-ha, that's some kind of pulverized animal. They don't even know what a semi-automatic gun is. Now, if you're not a gun person, fine. I'm not trying to turn this into a gun advocacy session. I'm just telling you that these people are writing articles and are speaking on television to millions of people, explaining to them, no, persuading them of the correctness of their position. And they have no bloody clue as to what they're saying. They have no idea. Zip. So what do I think in all of this? I, 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 I think that politics, for the most part, is an exercise of feel-goodism, but not logic. Logic, unfortunately, does not persuade the masses because most people out there are just, they're dumber than mushrooms. And what do they want? They want to be kept in the dark and fed you know what. And that's what we have here. We have politicians who are not rising to the occasion of finding a solution. They're not rising even to the occasion of having the strength and the moral character to tell us, hey, guys, sorry, but maybe there isn't a solution. Maybe the problem is that you parents over there ought to stay together and raise those kids. That maybe you ought to get off your prescription medication and face the problems that you face. That maybe you as a son or as a daughter should call your parents and vice versa. That maybe this is a problem that's really a societal problem. That's been born of years and years and years of us being told by everybody, especially the left, do what makes you happy. Do what makes you feel good. You do you. And in the process, we've kind of come apart. And I don't think that's okay. If you can't tell, listen, have a great weekend. Call your mom, call your dad, call your brother. Love your wife, whatever it takes. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation. Over and out. People.